that's the reason why they brought us here, to make a difference and make a positive difference in any way. And Derek, he's a bright young man. He's smart, and he's a leader. So we're just following his lead, and trying to pull my end on the defensive side of the ball, and hopefully we can get everything going.
Khalil Mack is more than pulling his weight. In fact, right now, I think he's a top candidate to be the Defensive Rookie of the Year in the National Football League. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined, as always, by Tony Sperano. You were effusive in your praise of your outside linebacker, the young guy, talking about you've seen very few guys in the front play well, that dominatingly against the run, Tony. He was fantastic against Cleveland.
Yeah, well, the way that he played in that football game last week, I just thought it was something that I hadn't really seen in a long time. And he was that dominant at the point of attack. You know, his knockback, his shed, you know, was just really violent, you know, during the course of the game. And I thought he did an outstanding job of getting into football.
You know, he's playing a lot of snaps, obviously, in your front. Justin Ellis is now starting, the rookie. He's playing a lot of snaps in your front. T.J. Carey has become your nickel and running back punts and kickoffs. Talk about some of the young nucleus you have on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of good, you know, young talent there right now, and we're, you know, really happy about that, obviously. You know, more and more as these kids are out there and they're playing, you know, you're seeing better production from each and every one of them, and they're getting better every week. Those guys are continuing getting better and better and better.
You know, last week on the show, we talked about the third down defensive woes, 52.9%. Mm-hmm. And then last week, you play lights out on third down defense, 2 of 12 conversions. What was it about your third down defense last week in Cleveland?
Well, I think the guys, you know, obviously, first of all, it starts with, you know, the plan. I think the game plan was outstanding. You know, and I thought the players really had a good grasp of it and handled it well. You know, we made a little change earlier in the week, you know, and we moved third down up in the week. Normally third down's a Thursday type of a day, and we moved it up to Wednesday and got some third downs there. So the players had a little long to digest that, you know, part of the game plan, and then come back in, make the corrections, and then go back out and execute it again.
The one thing in last week's game was turnovers. You committed 3 yourself.
Yeah.
And on defense, you're playing better. You played the run well. Mm-hmm. You got off the field on third down, but you had chances. Charles Woodson almost had a pick.
Right.
It looked like Carlos Rogers had a pick 6. C.O. Moore had one right to him, and it pops up in out of his hands, and Jim Drake catches it out of the air. I mean, you're coming so close. It's hard to win in the NFL when you're not taking the ball away and you're putting the ball on the ground 3 times.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, obviously we got to continue to get better at right now, because we had some opportunities in that football game to take the ball away. And, you know, and if making the play in a few of those situations had occurred, you know, and finishing the play might even result in some scores. And also, and I think that's what our football team needs a little bit right now, too, is we need one of those kind of plays, whether it comes from special teams area or, you know, offensively, some really big, quick hit, you know, not different than the San Diego game, you know, and certainly defensively. Maybe it's one of those interceptions that just bounces your way, or fumble recovery early in the game or something like that. I think, you know, that would be really, you know, obviously helpful in igniting the team. You know, when you turn the ball over, the way we turned it over last week, you give yourself a 3% chance of winning in our league. I mean, 3-plus turnovers, you know, it's 3%, and that's not going to be very good. You know, those odds aren't very good if you don't get any takeaways on the other end.
The Cleveland Browns came into last week's game, the number 5 run offense in pro football, and you completely shut down their outside zone game. They had 25 carries for just 39 yards. Is the challenge going to be similar Sunday in Seattle and what they do in their outside stretch and bootleg game? This quarterback, obviously, and Russell Wilson can prove probably better than Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, he's outstanding on the move. And, you know, this guy's an outstanding football player, you know, first of all. But, you know, I think the challenge is a little bit different this week for us. You know, when you're watching Seattle on tape right now, they've kind of gone to spreading people out a little bit and getting him on the move and doing some things that way. But then they run, you know, the zone read stuff. And I think that's, you know, that's where the big difference is right now to me, is that, you know, you all of a sudden you start to get after the run and you're starting to close quarters a little bit, and he pulls one on his own read and takes off with it, you know, or gives it because you're a little bit soft in there thinking about the zone read. So you got to be a little careful there, and you got to be really disciplined in your assignments when you're playing against, you know, the Seahawks with that type of a team. And also tackle, because this running back, you know, is a guy that can break tackles, you know, and if you don't wrap him up.
So the edge guys, Khalil Mack, Benson Mayowa, you spoke about Benson playing well. He had a great game. I didn't know he could play the run as well as he played. We knew he was a natural pass rusher, but at 252 pounds, he showed up big time in the run game last week.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, he knocked people back on a consistent basis in that game and used his hands, you know, really well, got separation, then got off blocks. You know, and then all of a sudden you start to feel him from the backside of some things as well. So, you know, during the course of the game, I felt him, you know, several different times. You know, even on a long play, they hit that screen, and it was a long play down the middle of the field. He chased the play down. I mean, and that was 40 yards down the field. So he's having fun doing what he's doing and making the most of his opportunities, and that's all we can ask him.
It'll be key to keep this quarterback in the pocket. You got to keep him in that pocket and not get out on the edges, right?
If he gets out on the edges, you know, you're going to have a problem down the field late, you know. And last week that hurt us, you know, where we had into a scramble situation. And he had a lot of time back there and all of a sudden made a play. You know, it was a 30-plus yard play down the field. So, you know, from our end, as I told the players, you know, when you think you've covered long enough, you haven't covered long enough in this game. So we need to make sure that we're disciplined in the back end of this thing and that we do keep Russell in the pocket.
All right. Good luck Sunday in Seattle. The former Seahawk turned Raider, Benson Mayo, will be our guest next when we continue on the Silver and Black Show.
You know, when you're sitting on the bench and you're looking at the plays and you know you can make them, it's kind of hard to sit down and, you know, knowing you can be an impact into the game. So, I mean, having an opportunity to play right now, that's great. You know, I'm in a good position and I'm just cherishing my opportunity.